The web has changed the rules of business. The best practices of the industrial economy no longer apply in the digital age. What was once safe ground is no longer so, and your organisation needs to adapt. Sector after sector have been transformed by the new digital economy. Newspapers have found advertising revenue and readership evaporate. Music retailers have shut their doors in the face of digital downloads, and companies like Blockbuster have been supplanted by digital offerings such as Netflix. To think your sector will be the exception is to underestimate the profound impact that the web is having on society and business. It will not be long before new post-digital companies begin to disrupt your sector too. Even if they're not here now, things have already changed. Digital companies such as Twitter, Facebook and Google are redefining customer expectations. Now, you may not be in competition with these companies, but your customers still use their digital products and so have similar expectations of service from you. The problem is that most traditional businesses have huge legacy to overcome. Legacy in processes, culture and leadership that are no longer relevant in the digital age. Many compare this current digital transformation to the Industrial Revolution. However, I believe it's got more in common with the arrival of electricity. It took well over a decade for companies to realise they no longer needed to build their factories near water now that they had a new power supply. They just couldn't shake that old way of thinking, and a lot of companies are in that place today. Part of the problem is that most senior management teams are not digitally savvy. They don't understand the full extent of the impact and benefits that digital has for their business. They see digital as a marketing tool when it has the potential to revolutionise every part of their business. Companies need digital leaders at the highest level of the organisation to shape strategy and the company as a whole. In the early days of electricity, companies used to have a chief electricity officer, a senior company official whose responsibility it was to integrate this new technology into the business. Although this thinking seems absurd today, at the time it made sense. We no longer have that position because electricity has become such a fundamental part of our working lives, and I believe we need to go through the same process with digital, using our digital specialists to help integrate digital into the heart of our companies, not just adding a digital team to our marketing department. Perhaps it's time that we added a digital mentor to our boards. This doesn't need to be a permanent member of staff, but somebody who can sit alongside the leadership team and give advice about how digital could be used to achieve business objectives and meet targets. But adapting to digital isn't just a matter of hiring a digital advisor and sitting back. It will require a willingness to change fundamental aspects of your business. Are you willing to retire products that have served you well in the past but don't make sense in a digital age? Are you willing to take risks and experiment with new digital offerings? Are you willing to change your working practices, the ones that aren't compatible with the fast-moving nature of the web? The web is unlike any other medium. The rate of change is phenomenal and companies need to be agile if they are to keep up. This means ditching many of the committees, working groups and processes that have stood your organisation in good stead over the years. In the past, the emphasis was on quality assurance because the cost of mistake was high. Failure wasn't an option. But in the digital economy, failure is to be embraced as part of the learning process because correcting course can be achieved at next to no cost. Experimentation is the new planning and innovation is the only option. Change is coming anyway. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to embrace that change before your competition does. Is that something you're willing to do? Digital brings incredible change, and with change comes significant danger. However, it brings opportunities too. Opportunities to outmaneuver the competition, break into new sectors, and transform your offering. For example, who could have imagined 25 years ago that the cost of distributing music today would fall to essentially zero, and that even the smallest cottage business can sell its products worldwide at minimal expense.